Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 25, verses 13 through 19. In those days, Agrippa the king and Bernice arrived at Caesarea to welcome Festus. And as they stayed there many days, Festus laid Paul's case before the king, saying, "There is a man left prisoner by Felix, and when I was at Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews gave information about him, asking for sentence against him. I answered them that it was not the custom of the Romans to give up anyone before the accused met the accusers face to face and had opportunity to make his defense concerning the charge laid against him. When therefore they came together here, I made no delay, but on the next day took my seat on the tribunal and ordered the man to be brought in. When the accusers stood up, they brought no charge in his case of such evils as I supposed, but they had certain points of dispute with him about their own superstition and about one Jesus, who was dead, but whom Paul asserted to be alive." Today's Gospel is according to St. John, chapter 16, verses 23 through 33. The Lord said to his disciples, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask anything of the Father, he will give it to you in my name. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said this to you in figures. The hour is coming when I shall no longer speak to you in figures, but tell you plainly of the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from the Father. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I am leaving the world and going to the Father." His disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly, not in any figure. Now we know that you know all things and need none to question you. By this we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? The hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, every man to his home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said this to you, that in me you may have peace." On this day, the 1st of June, we commemorate Justin, the philosopher and martyr, and his companions. This saint, who was from Neapolis of Palestine, was a follower of Plato the philosopher. Born in 103, he came to the faith of Christ when he was already a mature man, seeking to find God through philosophy and human reasoning. A venerable elder appeared to him and spoke to him about the prophets who had taught of God, not through their own wisdom, but by revelation, and he led him to knowledge of Christ, who is the fulfillment of what the prophets taught. Saint Justin soon became a fervent follower of Christ and an illustrious apologist of the evangelical teachings. To the end of his life, while preaching Christ in all parts, he never put off his philosopher's garb. In Rome, he gave the emperor Antoninus Pius an apology wherein he proved the innocence and holiness of the Christian faith, persuading him to relieve the persecution of Christians. Through the machinations of Crescens, a cynic philosopher who envied him, St. Justin was beheaded in Rome in 167 under Antoninus's successor, Marcus Aurelius. Besides his defense of Christianity in the first and second apologies, St. Justin wrote against paganism in his Discourse to the Greeks, Hortatory Address to the Greeks, and refuted Jewish objections against Christ in the Dialogue with Trypho. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network, You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.